Greetings. Good morning. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. And the Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. So today, Benjamin Netanyahu was speaking to Congress, or speaking to the American people. I think it was Congress yesterday. He had quite a bit to say concerning the anti-Semitic attitude in this country. Anti-Semitism, the protests, what's happened in Israel. America and Israel will always be friends, will always work together. And Netanyahu was pretty blunt that Israel will finish the campaign in Gaza. No negotiating the terrorists until they are completely, till they have released the hostages, until they are completely eliminated, no longer a threat to Israel. Israel will continue to clear out the terrorist threat in the Gaza. Also, within the Gaza, the people, the Arab people living in the area, are tired of Hamas. They've had it with Hamas. The Hamas leaders, they take the very best for their families, for their children, while the Gazans or the Arabs in Gaza starve. They drive, like one lady said, they drive jeeps, they drive trucks, and everyone else travels by foot or in cart, pulled by a donkey. They have had it. They want Hamas out. They don't want to be ruled by Hamas anymore. The people are, they're not starving, but they're not getting the best of what is coming in on the aid trucks. Again this week, as the trucks came in, the military took the trucks and took everything on the trucks. I was watching one YouTube where an older gentleman was saying, please leave, you Hamas. Please move to hell. Leave us alone. To tell Hamas to move to hell where you belong, it's quite bold. Some of the people being interviewed, they had to hide their faces because they'll be targeted by the murderers and they'll be murdered. Continuing, the Hamas leaders continuing to hide amongst the Arab people in the Gaza Strip, and no place is safe for the Gazan people. They're talking about 40,000 Gazans have died since Israel began the a war against Hamas, but they don't tell you how many of those 40,000 have been Hamas soldiers and leaders. But every person that dies is a victim. Israel is not genociding the people and targeting the people in Gaza. Israel is targeting the terrorist cells, snipers, hunting the tunnels, those in the tunnels, finding the leaders in Gaza. in Lebanon, in the West Bank. And Israel is targeting the leaders, firstly, the soldiers as they gather, secondly, Netanyahu spoke, the King of Israel, in the thinking of the old King James. The King of Israel visited Babylon the Great, visited America, and addressed the American people, the Congress. Not all, some didn't show up, but he was very clear with the American people. Hamas is a terrorist group. They're butchers. They are. They won't stop. And Israel is the nation that is actually confronting the evil. The other nations are beginning to understand what is happening within their countries. I don't want to. I don't have the time. I'm going to a break. But with the Germany in Hamburg, Germany, recently they just flattened one of the old mosques in Germany because of the extreme terrorism, this extreme attitude toward women and toward Germany's legislature. Due to that, Germany flattened one of the oldest mosques in Hamburg. They have close, they're watching other, these other mosques in Germany. Their surveillance because of the extremist hatred. And what is being, the people there that are radicalized, that are calling for Islam to basically take over Germany and Europe. Sweden is now actively stopping the immigration coming into their country. Ireland, the same. I'll be back. The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. The one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road.
All right, and we'll continue. I do have an article. This is Rivers of Blood Will Flow. Hamas terrorist slams France for siding with Zionist regime. These are the Olympics. These are the Olympics. Right now, the Olympics are just about to begin. I think tomorrow is the first day. And Rivers of Blood Will Flow, in a video which was released on Tuesday, a masked man, reportedly a Hamas fighter, is seen threatening France and President Emmanuel, God with us, Macron, for siding with the Zionist regime amid ongoing tensions involving Palestine. Clad in dark attire with a Palestinian flag across his chest, the man declares that rivers of blood will flow through the streets of Paris, suggesting an imminent attack. There are areas of Paris that you don't go through. They are areas of Muslim or Islamic Muslims. The police don't dare go there. The police won't go there. Not even with tanks. A video showing an alleged Hamas terrorist speaking in Arabic and issuing threats of violence targeting the upcoming Paris Olympics. Tomorrow, there will be 45,000 police and military at the opening of the Paris Olympics. I think they're crazy for having them. Personally, people have eagerly awaited the 2024 Olympics, which are scheduled to commence tomorrow on the 26th, run through August the 11th. And Israel will be competing. Ukraine will be sending their athletes. Russia will be sending athletes. And the Palestinian terrorists, again, you will pay for what you've done. Rivers of blood will flow through the streets of Paris. And in a tweet, if anyone thinks peace can be made with them, they are out of their mind. This is true. Remember the meaning of Hamas? Violence. It is used in the book of Genesis concerning what happened just before the flood. The world was violent, Hamas. And with the violence in the world before the flood, it was uncontrollable. The whole world was violence everywhere. Hamas. And with the terrorists, there can never be peace with them. You cannot make peace because they're jihadists. Most are jihadists, meaning death until they will die until the world is ruled by Islam. Israel is doing they are being forced to protect themselves from this violence. what they're doing. They're not committing genocide in Gaza. There will be casualties, naturally, cannot be avoided. That is the spirit of war. People die. Innocent people die. Soldiers accidentally, many times, kill their own soldiers. Israel can never be at peace with this violence. The violence is in the heart of these ancient peoples. For 3,700 years, there has been violence against the seed or the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the violence began with initially Abraham's first boy, Ishmael, and Isaac had two boys, Jacob and Esau. And Esau, 3,700 years ago, began war on his brother Jacob. And Esau married the daughters of Ishmael, and the two families have been at war with Israel or the Jewish people ever since. And from there it escalated. Even before Esau and Isaac, or Ishmael and Esau, there was Abraham's nephew, Lot. Lot had two daughters. He had a child to each of the daughters. And these two boys, Ammon and Moab, exist as families to this very day in Amman, Jordan. And in the center of present-day Jordan is the area where Moab, the children of the older daughter, I think it was, live. And they have been in conflict with the Jewish people for over 3,700 years. In the Middle East, we're witnessing a family feud as well as surrounding nations that have been aggressive, violent toward the children of Israel for 3,700 years plus. This war will continue until Christ returns. The Arab people, the sons of Ishmael, basically all of the nations of the Middle East, the peoples, when Christ returns, many of these men, women, and children, or women and children and men, will be in the millennial kingdom, in the thousand-year kingdom of Christ. They will live. After Armageddon is over, they will still live. They will still populate that Middle East, that area. And they will, but in the Arab nations, the violent religion of Islam, these people will be at Armageddon. And at Armageddon, Christ will deal with the Islamic armies, the armies of the East of Asia, and the armies of Antichrist from the West. They will all meet at Armageddon. And there God will deal with the armies, the violence, the Hamas of the world to these armies, the violence of Antichrist, the violence of the kings of the East, and the violence of Islam and the Arab hatred will be taken care of. The king of Israel, he comes to the United States. He says that Israel and the United States have always been friends. They will continue to be friends. Well, I want to tell Benjamin Netanyahu, he better be careful. The United States, the government, the system has no friends. We use nations for our benefit. And after this election, the next president will initially feign or pretend to be friend of Israel. But don't be deceived. The coming president, the individual who rules this nation after this election, if there is an election, will not be a friend of Israel. America's objectives and the objective of this coming president, he may not even know it yet, is to invade Israel, and the prize of the nations of the New World Order. I'm totally going a completely different direction than I had intended to go today. I want to talk about synthetic parasites in people. I will talk about it. But the anti-Semitic attitude of the government, this government, the people of this country, the people of the world for the most part, the nations, the governments, not all the people, I can't include the citizens, but the governments are hostile to Israel. And what we term the New World Order, the devil worshipers of the West, their objective is Jerusalem. They want Israel as a nation, as a real estate, but to set up their coming Antichrist king, they need Jerusalem. Jerusalem, in the back of everybody's mind, that is the prize. Israel is a nation, the land, to a degree. The Holy Land, yes. But it's the holy city and the holy temple. That's the object of the satanic globalists. I mean satanic, I mean they worship the devil. You don't believe in the devil, you will. You don't believe in the devil and the evil of that world, you will. Many will. Netanyahu is telling the United States of America they will continue this war no matter what. And basically, in a roundabout way, Netanyahu is telling the United States, we need your help. We want your help. We do need it. We are doing you a service. But whether you support, agree with what we're doing or not, we will continue this war and this campaign against those who want to genocide every single Jewish person in Israel and in the world, and they want ethnic cleansing. They want the thought of our forefathers erased. Israel is a nation to be forgotten forever. This is in the Bible, in Psalm 83. Ethnic cleansing and genocide against a people and against a family that has existed for over 3,700 years. They want to ethnic cleanse the thought of a family that God himself called to represent Yahweh. They want to eliminate, they want the world to forget about Israel, about Jacob, Isaac, Abraham, Moses, God. They want to ethnic cleanse the thought of a nation called Israel. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
I'm Blake Shelton. Being from Oklahoma, I know a thing or two about natural disasters. Tornadoes are common where I'm from and have affected my life and the lives of people I care about. No matter where you live, be aware of the dangers in your area and have a plan. You can create an emergency kit, come up with an evacuation plan, and know where to seek shelter. You never know when a disaster may hit. These simple steps can help save a life. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Weekdays, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Weeknights, 6 to 7 on 1360 AM radio. The first hour of today's program will play. And you can also stream that program at 1360KHNC.com. Both hours of the program are streamed on the podcast on the radio station website, 1360KHNC.com. going on with my comments about Benjamin Netanyahu. I think that from what I didn't get to hear the whole speech, but I know from what I did hear, the underlying, thought is that no matter what, he will not cease operations against the terrorists in the Gaza. He will not cease operations against Hezbollah, the Houthis, against the terrorists, any terrorist group being supported by Iran. They will all be punished. They will all be destroyed. Can Israel win this battle against all of the terrorists in the Gaza, in the West Bank, Lebanon, Syria, present-day Jordan? Yes, they will be successful. Benjamin Netanyahu is the prime minister that is going to make that possible. The administration, they realize that the terrorists are outmatched, not in numbers, but in every other area. Their soldiers are, as well as equipped as they are not as efficient as the Jewish IDF army. They're not. Israel does have God himself, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, behind them. In Psalm 83, at the end of the chapter, it says that God, his intention is that these people in these areas, and even the soldiers, but the people mainly, that they will realize that the God of Israel is real, and that they will ask for his help. They don't need the help of the terrorist groups. The terrorist groups, Hamas, won't help them. They're nothing but a tool. They're pawns in the game. They're tools to be used by the jihadists in their campaign against Israel. You cannot defeat Israel in this war. Israel will not be defeated. Psalm 83 makes it clear. They will win, and they will eventually take control over all of Gaza. And it does say that, for the most part, they're going to make the Gaza rubble. And there's been talk about Israel, the plans that Israel has for Gaza, rebuilding. And all the people are lining up internationally to help Israel to come in and rebuild that area. It's a beautiful area right there along the Mediterranean, just north of Egypt. American companies are lining up, companies all over the world, Iran, other Arab countries. They're hoping this will be a big money-making venture for them too. Israel will own and control and bring about the security in the Gaza Strip. America wants to send in UN agencies to help with the security. Forget it. Israel doesn't need security, doesn't need these people. They don't need UNRWA. They don't need the UN. They don't need Salvation Army, the Red Cross. They don't need Catholic Charities. They don't need the Greek churches. They don't need any of that. Israel will be able alone, solo, to secure the area and rebuild. People don't want to hear that. People are mad, upset. They think that Israel is committing genocide. Israel is not committing genocide. Then, in Lebanon, Israel is going to take out Hezbollah. Is doing a really good job of it. It's going to increase the war. You haven't seen what's coming yet. Israel is going to up the campaign on the terrorists of Hezbollah along the southern Lebanese border, and also the campaign is going, the war is going to eventually shift toward Damascus. And very shortly, Jordan, the King Abdullah, who does not want war with Israel, I'm sorry, present-day Jordan is going to be involved in this conflict. Israel, whether America, the world, whether the European nations, anybody, it doesn't matter. Even if every bit of aid is stopped, Israel is still going to win this war. But America, like I've stated in the past, at the beginning, when this war began, America is under a mandate by God to help Israel. And boy, are the politicians in this country and the citizens upset about that. It's a mandate by God. We as a nation have always been Israel's friend. We will continue to send them even 2,000-pound bombs. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll return in a few minutes.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado. So call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 10 to 1 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Do you want to eat bread again and feel energized and not feel bloated and tired and sick? Here at Joseph's Organic Bakery, we offer superfood, ancient grain, stone ground bread made like 1,000 years ago. Please call me 954-541-4062 or order online at veganbakerymiami.com.
So with Netanyahu being here, this was a incredible, just everything was scheduled ahead of time, and here in the midst of all the chaos with this presidential, in the presidential season, and he comes to the United States, and we are, you might say, where everything is upended in this country. The attempted assassination with Donald Trump, Joe Biden disappearing for about 5 days, Joe Biden reappearing. People are skeptical, wondering if this is truly Joe Biden. And Donald Trump made the decision not to actually visit Netanyahu in person, but via a phone call. He laid out plans for Israel's future, whether America... Well, another thing, too, is in Psalm 83, which began on October 7th, 2023, the fulfillment of Psalm 83 began on that day when Hamas decided to attack Israel. And in that psalm, it is evident, clear in the interpretation that the United States, the United Nations Security Council, European nations, Arab nations, no one will interfere with Israel's campaign and war against the terrorists in not only Gaza, but in the West Bank, Lebanon, Syria, present-day Jordan, and even to some extent into Egypt. No one is going to interfere with this war. No matter what protest there may be internationally, even within the nation of Israel, the protests that are happening, these are instigated, I believe, by the CIA, British. In spite of all the protests, Benjamin Netanyahu, I'm assuming he understands that he must fight this battle until and eliminate, erase all of the terrorist threat that has been for the, since 1948-46 against Israel. Every threat must be dealt with. He's going to do it. He can't stop. He won't be allowed to stop. 4 times as prime minister. The first time he made a big mistake, he decided to give land away to the Arab people, which was Gaza. And now... now he's in his 4th time as prime minister. He realizes that what that mistake cost Israel. You give away, you try to appease hatred. There's no such, there's, you can't appease hatred. You can't appease violent violence. He gives away Gaza. And what do they do from 2005 to last year? They build tunnels. They bring in tons and tons and tons, hundreds of thousands of tons of arms, bullets, guns, bombs, rockets. So in 2005, what's that, 20 years ago, roughly, look what the terrorists have done. They haven't built anything. The people have still lived in poverty. The people in the Arab people in the Gaza Strip have suffered from 2005 to the present. Israel is going to end their suffering, not by them leaving this world, but by eliminating Hamas. Israel is going to Benjamin Netanyahu, his party, the government in Israel, the anti-war people, the groups, they're not going to stop Benjamin Netanyahu. The religious world isn't going to stop him either. The Orthodox, the ultra-Orthodox, the Hasidic, all of the religious Jews, they're not going to stop him. He's a civil servant. He has a job to do to protect the nation of Israel against the blindness of the people of Israel, against the blindness of the religious factions, the blindness of the people who have family members that have been held hostage, and against the government. They're trying to overthrow Netanyahu right now. They want to bring in this New World Order government. That attitude that is in Israel, there is this group that are globalists. Netanyahu's even fighting these people within his own nation. And the people of the world are not aware of that. Globalists within, globalists without. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com for the podcasts and for the programs through the week, Monday through Friday. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth program, Rick Rodriguez.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The Dad Joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Hi, folks. Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe Show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
The Present Truth on America's Freedom Network, daily, 11 to 1. Podcasts are on the radio site, 1360khnc.com, for both hours. I think what we're witnessing, and I think what's going to happen with Benjamin Netanyahu coming to speak to Congress, I think it was Congress. What would happen is this, he's in a sense, I guess the spirit of it is this. America can help Israel win this battle quickly, efficiently, if you assist us. If you don't assist us, this battle is going to, we're going to, it's going to take longer. We're going to drag it out. And it's going to cost the Arabs, the nations in the Middle East, interfere with their, you can't get ships through the Red Sea, through Suez Canal. They're going to suffer financially. You assist us, we will get the job done quickly. You don't assist us, then you're going to suffer the consequences also. We believe you will help us, so send 5,000-pound bombs. Send everything we need, and we will deal with the situation. We will shorten the length of the war, bring peace to the Middle East. That's what you want, meaning America and the world. You don't assist us, well, then it's going to affect you negatively. You assist us, we will finish this war quickly. I think this is the spirit of basically Netanyahu, his speech here in the country yesterday. You want to drag it out? Okay. Delay shipments of weapons. Not only weapons, we need finances. It's a costly war. We don't, as a nation, have the finances to fight this war solo. We need your financial support. We need your weapons. And also we need your support politically in the press. You assist us, we will end this war quickly. It's better for you, for us, for everyone. I think that's the spirit of his being here in the country. The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com and 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. I'll be back for hour two in a few minutes.
Hi, this is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I'm here to tell you about MyKind CBD products. I have been using these products myself, and I can tell you this is the highest quality CBD product I've ever used in my life. MyKind CBD products.